Well, hello everyone. My name is Liran Funaro, and this is a joint work with my two advisors, Oren Agmon Ben Yehuda and Asaf Schuster, on market-driven last-level cache allocation. So the problem is that infrastructure as a service cloud provider rent bundle of resources to their clients without allowing them to change the allocation during runtime. The clients, because of that, have to choose a bundle that will fit its maximal load, its maximal resource consumption. But they will prefer to choose a cheaper bundle that will cost less and will have less resources to sustain only the minimal load and then rent more resources when it's really necessary. This will reduce the amount of idle resources in the system and will reduce and will allow the host to consolidate more guests inside this physical machine and because of that, increase its revenues. So it's a win-win situation. And this is what the resource as a service is all about. Resource as a service allow fine resource granularity. Each guest can choose any quantity of resources without bundling them together. And the allocation can be changed any few seconds without restarting the machine. And the prices are market-driven. If there is high demand for the resources, the prices go up. And if there is a low demand, the prices go down. So what we want to do in this work is allocate last-level cache using this model. And a new technology by Intel allows us to do that. Intel introduced lately a new technology that allows last-level cache allocation. So a little reminder of how cache works. The cache is organized as a table where we call the columns ways and the sets and the rows sets, and each data called a line, which is a cell in the table. And when the CPU issue a memory access, then the cache first calculates the set, which is a hash value of the memory address, and then scan all the ways over that set for that memory address. If it's there, it just returns the data to the CPU. Otherwise, it reads it from the memory. And then the cache stores the data in the least recently used way over that set. Anyway, this is where the problem is. Two different applications may have different memory addresses that translate to the same set, and they might evict each other's data. So what the new technology by Intel allows is to restrict the store to certain subset of cacheways and allow different restrictions for different applications. So for example, guest one can only be restricted to way one, and guest two will be restricted to way two, and they will not evict each other's data. So that's great, and we ask ourselves, how can we allocate last-level cache in the public cloud? So the first question we need to answer is, what is the benefit of guests for more cache? So some applications are cache utilizers. The performance increases when having more cache ways compared to the minimal amount of quantity that the allocation allows. But some applications are cache neutrals. No matter how many cache ways we allocate to them, the performance did not increase, or maybe a slight increase with a small number of cache ways, but after that, no increase in performance. But cache neutral applications might be also cache polluters. So you see here on the left, the Ping application increases its performance with more cache. But the same scenario exactly, but when sharing the cache with a cache neutral application, its performance drops. So this cache utilizer application would have preferred not to share the cache with this cache neutral application. So now we know, well, everyone in this room, what certain applications can benefit from more cache and what they can benefit from partitioning the cache. But the question is, how can a cloud provider can know that in a public cloud? So in a public cloud, it's relatively easy. The host owns all the guests. They are white boxes to him. He knows which applications they are running. He knows what the performance is. He can measure it. And he also knows which application is more important to it. So he can choose whatever allocation he sees fit, and no one will complain. But in a public cloud, it's not the case. The guests are black box, they are selfish, and they will not share any information without any incentives to do so. So if the host asks the guests what is their performance, they will just tell them whatever he wants to hear in order to get more cash. And if the host will try to use some measurement, for example, miss ratio, to determine which guest should have more cache, then it can be faked as well. The guest can just read random data from the memory, have a high miss ratio, and then get more cache, and stop reading random data, and the host will think, very well, I succeed with my allocation. So we need a new approach. What ginseng does is use an economic mechanism that incentivizes even a selfish black box guest to reveal how much the cache is really worth to them, the true valuation from the cache. And then it can use this knowledge to find the allocation that will maximize the sum of all the guest valuations, which we call the social welfare. So how does it work? The host, which is the cloud provider, announces an auction every 10 seconds. And then each guest bids a valuation, which is how much each quantity of cache weighs worth to it. And this is a subjective term. A guest might have a reasonable estimation of its performance with different parameters, more explicitly how much cache it have. And then it may have some reasonable assumption of what will be its benefit from having certain performance. So if you combine those two, we have a valuation. For each quantity of cache weighs, a value that determines what this quantity of cache weighs worth to it. And then the host can find an allocation that will maximize the social welfare, which to put in simpler terms means to take into account all the possible allocations, find out the sum of all the guest valuation for this specific allocation using the bits, and then take the one with the highest value. Then all it's left to do is inform the guest of the allocation and charge them according to the exclusion compensation principle. This principle is simply charging each guest according to the damage it inflicted on other guests. So I'll explain that by example. Let's say one guest bid for the entire cache and willing to pay $1. Another guest bid also for the entire cache but willing to pay only 1 cent. So obviously we'll allocate the cash for the one who bid $1, but how much will he pay? So the one that bid 1 cent estimated that his profit will be 1 cent if he was allocated with entire cash, but it was allocated with nothing. So we can say that he lost 1 cent and that the damage he inflicted on his guests. So the guest that bid $1 will pay 1 cent. And apparently, when using this method, the guests have no incentive to lie. The best thing to do is to tell what is the true valuation. If they will bid higher or lower, they will not increase the benefit, they will not increase their income, and they might even lose some. Another thing with this rule is that the prices are not uniform. The prices may have different price for the same quantity of cacheways or the same time for different guests. And the prices may even drop to a minimal price if there is no demand for the cache. And that's a good thing, because if there is no demand for the cache, we might as well give it away for clients to improve our overall experience from the cloud that we own. So we answer that question. Now the host can know what the guest will benefit from the cache. So we wanted to allocate last-level cache using the RAS model. We allowed fine allocation granularity by allowing each bit to bid any quantity of cache weights. And we allowed market-driven pricing, as we've seen before. But do we allow fine time granularity? The auction happening every 10 seconds. But the question is the hardware efficient enough to allow such fast reallocations? So the community has had some concern about an issue called cache leakage. I will explain it by example. Let's say we have two applications, and each allocated with two cache ways. So you can see way one and two is filled with the blue data, and the way three and four is filled with the pink data. And now we change the allocation and give three ways to the pink application. So we would have expected the pink application to fill the extra cache way. But another outcome might be this. So this could happen if the blue application have a very small data set that fits perfectly in its allocated cache ways, and without any conflicts, and it touches it and it iterated over this data over and over again extremely fast. Keep marking it as most recently used. Then when the ping application will try to instant data to the cache, it will see that way too is most recently used and will insert it in the other ways. So the data of the blue application will stay intact. So we wanted to measure what is the effect of this leakage of the application's performance when reallocating the cache over and over again. So we built this exact blue application that we mentioned before and measure further, first of all, measure the application's performance without reallocating the cache, and then with reallocation the cache back and forth from this blue application to the real application extremely fast. To a pleasant surprise, the performance varied by only up to 5% comparing to the baseline value, which is great news. And even greater news is that with two real applications without this blue application, there is unnoticeable cache leakage at all. So do we allow fine time granularity? So yes, we do. So finally, we wanted to evaluate how much our solution improved the social welfare. So we tested the following scenario. We assume that each guest is a provider that serves 10 different customers one at a time. It might value different customers differently. For example, if they have a customer that pays a lot of money, then will have a high valuation for the cash, and if there is a customer that pays less, then the client will have low valuation for the cash when serving that customer. And then we tested that scenario over and over again when each time adding more and more guests to the same physical machine. And what we wanted to see is how many guests we can crumb inside a single physical machine and keep the client satisfied. And we measure the client satisfaction by the social welfare. So we can see when sharing the cache, we can consolidate up to 12 guests and improve the social welfare while doing so. But when adding more and more guests, the social welfare declined. When trying to just maximize the performance, which is only applicable on a public cloud when you actually know your client's performance, then the social welfare was even worse. And this is because because both methods assumes that all the guests are equally important. And when we assume that, shared cache does pretty well. But this is why ginseng triumph, because it does not assume that. It allocates the cache to those who need the cache the most at this current moment. So you can see that the takeaway from this graph is that with ginseng, we can cram up 24 machines without them hurting the social welfare, which means the host can increase his revenue by having more clients per physical machine without hurting the client's satisfaction from the cloud. So it wasn't enough just one experiment, one application. We ran into many applications and many different scenarios, and we summarized them to the single graph. So first of all, we can see that in some case, ginseng had 25 times better social welfare compared to maximizing the performance. But the most importantly is that in most cases, ginseng had 10 times better social welfare compared to maximizing the performance with different applications or mixtures of different applications and different scenarios. With shortcuts, we've seen a little different result. With shortcuts, we can see that in one case, we had a 40 times better social welfare compared to sharing the cache. And if we zoom in a little to this plot, we can see that the ginseng had, for most cases, double the social welfare compared to sharing the cache. So to conclude, ginseng can efficiently allocate last level cache to a selfish black block guest, which is the kind of guest we have in a public cloud, and to maximize the social welfare, which is the aggregated benefit of all the guests in the cloud. And the guests can utilize the cache when reallocating the cache that fast. And with that, I will take questions. Thank you very much for listening.
Questions? So it seems that for all the experiments you have done, you run identical copies of the same application, but with different priorities. So have you tried to run different applications?
So yeah, you can see here that actually we run different mixture of applications also. Sometimes we only use utilizers, which will benefit from the cache. Sometimes we only use utils, and then we mix, find a different mixture of the application, utils and utilizers.
Okay, so, yeah. Another question is, how would you online measure the impact of to the application performance due to the reallocation of the cache?
So basically what we did is reallocate the cache back and forth over and over again. So, and then measure the performance of the application compared to the time would not reallocate the cache.
But how would you measure the performance? So what kind of a performance metrics that you use to measure the performance? Or you entirely run the application into completion?
So each application had different metrics. We use the application from the Phoronix suite, if you're familiar with that. And some I can't see it here. So some application had different metrics, some megaflops per seconds, if it was scientific computing, or some had a throughput or latency. And each application used its own metrics, but what we measured is the difference in the performance compared to the not having reallocation in the cache that fast.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Pratik from US Amherst. My question is, how do you generally get these valuation functions? Because the last level cache seems to be a fairly low level resource, which may not gel well with like application level benchmark metrics, et cetera.
So that's a good question. First of all, we've seen that we can see the performance of the application somewhere near. Yeah, here it is. So that you can see that application performance can increase a lot when having more cache. So it's very much a metric that affects the performance of applications. Now all the client have to do is to decide how much you value in economic terms certain performance. And that's, I agree, not an easy question. And that's something that we're working on, but so far we don't have a concrete answer for that.
So can this work with different VMs have way different valuation functions?
Like, of course. Okay. Of course, that's the whole idea. All the application, all the guests are different. They doesn't know each other, it doesn't matter. Each one have its own valuation, and then we can maximize the social welfare with this valuation.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Austin Clements, Google. I'm wondering about the multiple host scenario. You had a few sentences in your conclusion in the paper saying this is sort of future work, and that's fine. I'm curious if you have sort of thoughts to share on how to extend this so that it works well across multiple hosts and not just within a single host.
You mean more than one physical machine?
Yes, yes.
So we actually, that's something that we're working on right this moment, and the idea is that you can have one machine, we might have pressure of resources because of this allocation, because of these auctions, and in another machine, we will not have pressure. So what we're suggesting is using some estimation statistics to migrate clients to guests, to hosts, without such pressure. And then use also bidding mechanism to decide which guests we will migrate. And that's its initial work, so.
Okay.
Tune in.
Thank you.
Hi, Tate Chajan from MIT.
Thank you.
VCG is vulnerable to collusion, bitter collusion. Have you thought about how different applications might collude to try to get lower prices?
So that's a great question, because we actually thought about that. And actually, I have a student working on just that. But the important thing to understand that VCG, yeah, if all the clients collude, they will pay nothing. But the host is more concerned about its revenues from one single, from the entrance fee to the cloud. So they will pay the entrance fee and will get along just fine on a single physical machine. That's great. We don't expect to earn more money with the payment of the for the resources. It's only for finding the best allocation. The majority of revenues from the guests will be from the entrance fee. So collusion just fine. Actually, it's great.
Okay, let's thank the speaker. Thank you.
Thank you.